Troy Aikman knocks beer brands trying to cash in on Independence Day by slapping an American flag on their packages. By Paul Bois on June 26, 2023. NFL Hall of Famer Troy Aikman knocked beer brands capitalizing off the 4th of July by simply slapping an American flag on their packages. In a video posted to Instagram on Monday, the current ESPN commenter touted his own beer company, 8, and took shots at other beer brands that feign American authenticity. At 8, we believe in truth and authenticity. Our company is proudly based right here in Texas and all of our beer is brewed right here in the good old USA. So, I've gotta call it like it is, he said. There are a lot of beer brands out there that are trying to cash in on this holiday by slapping an American flag on their package. Regardless of whether or not they are truly American. So this July 4th, drink American, whether it's 8 Beer or any other American-owned beer brand. And on behalf of all of us out here, we appreciate your support. Cheers, he concluded. Speaking with TMZ Sports, Aikman got more candid on his position about beer companies that take bold, oftentimes polarizing positions. With so many of these companies coming out with bold, oftentimes polarizing positions, and they lack authenticity, and it's really just trying to gain market share. I think people see through that, he said. I think they just want companies that are focused on the brands themselves. They don't want brands that are trying to get political. We're certainly not. We don't want to be a part of any debate outside of someone drinking 8 beers while they're having a discussion is really our perspective. As Breitbart News reported, Bud Light has been a floundering brand since it partnered with transgender TikTok star Dylan Mulvaney and has been replaced by Modelo as America's number one beer. Anson Frerichs, who previously served as president of sales and distribution at Anheuser-Busch, said that some corporations need to have a better understanding of their audience. Anheuser-Busch has lost sight of who its customer is. A brand like Bud Light is a brand that has never been political, but now they're being shunned by customers on the right, who see this partnership as a very politicized position they've taken, and also customers on the left who don't feel supported amid the backlash, he told CNBC. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.